This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
The Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, one of my favorite stores, and probably one of the only stores I really go into, that and Target, is Walmart. And I guess Walmart is going to change its name. Walmart is, it got news. I don't know what they would change their name to. I think they're getting rid of the hyphen. And they're getting rid of Walmart stores. I don't call it Walmart stores, and I don't see the hyphen. But according to USA Today, the company, which became the largest retailer in the world with a huge chain of stores, is changing its name to reflect its increasing emphasis on e-commerce. Even Walmart is going to the E. As Amazon giant gets bigger, Google and Amazon basically rule the roost. Places like Walmart are going to have to make sure they're very relevant as people are less likely to go into the stores. All right. As of February 1, it'll no longer be called Walmart Stores. They're going to get rid of the hyphen and drop stores from its legal name. They say, while our legal name is used in a limited number of places, we felt it was best to have a name that was consistent with the idea that you could shop us however you like as a customer. Okay, I don't really see the difference between that. And I don't know. You see, hyphens don't really have that much power over my thinking. I mean, if I see a hyphen, it really doesn't control me to that degree. Okay? But Doug McMillon, Walmart's president and CEO, sent a statement. As time goes on, customers will increasingly just think of and see one Walmart. Are you guys seeing two or three different Walmarts, Heidi? What is wrong with us people? Come on. You got Target and you got Walmart. So is that it? Is that it? Some of the stores had a hyphen and some didn't. And we were, like, getting confused. And they thought that maybe that was, like, you know, dividing up a force, and they had to look unified. I don't know. But anyway, so Walmart, I guess, is around for 47 years? Walmart was incorporated back in October 1969. And then they added the word stores 3 months later. It used to be Walmart Inc., and it had the hyphen. Now, they say this change won't boost their bottom line. It's more cosmetic. I don't get it. You know what it probably is I think hyphens don't do really well on the internet and on computer. I know whenever I read an article, they say try to avoid hyphens and colons and that kind of thing. Try to avoid colons. It's hard to do that when you're a doctor, but anyway. They say try to avoid, symbols and things like that. So maybe it's just that. But see, here's the thing. Whenever I see a company start to reformat something, I get nervous. I get nervous a lot. And it's not an anxiety issue. It's, you know, I look at predictors of what's happening with the economy. I have to. All right? Because I want to know there's a recession coming before there's a recession. Or if there's going to be a big, massive amount of layoffs. You know, as a physician with my patients, how I used to be is if I thought something was coming around the bend, I'm like, guys, refill your prescriptions now. If you had to do a colonoscopy, don't blow it off. If you needed a hysterectomy, don't blow it off. Right before the Obamacare change, I told people, if you don't have to wait, don't wait. Don't put it off. And then all these people lost their insurance, or their insurance got crappier, or they had a worse deductible, and then they regretted not having gotten done their knee replacement or some of the surgeries when it was cheaper. So I have to look at that pretty closely. All right, right now, Amazon is the most dominant player in the online shopping space. Walmart has become a fierce competitor. In June, it bought Premium's menswear seller Bonobos for $310 million. Do you guys wear Bonobos? I don't know. Footwear, outdoor gear, Moose Jaw, women's clothing, Mod Cloth. I'm not sure. So apparently their online sales rose 50% in the last quarter. Walmart's website has tripled to more than 70 million, the number of products it offers for sale. The company also wants to woo the more fashion-conscious shopper. They're going to partner with upscale retailer Lord & Taylor, so they have fancier clothes. I'm just good with Ross or TJ Maxx, to be honest. If there's a cute shirt at Walmart, absolutely I'll wear whatever they have at Walmart. Right? Buy my underwear there. Buy my nylons. It's great. It's cheap. Buying it online is great because then, I get the privacy. So, good for Walmart. I am anticipating some major upheavals when it comes to employment and commercial real estate. I think Walmart, with their big, huge warehouse-type stores, is not liking what that's doing to their bottom line. I mean, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but when I go into a Walmart, I mean, not now with Christmas time, but prior to that, if I went into a Walmart or Target, open cashiers. I haven't really had to stand in a long line now for close to a year at Walmart. And sometimes I don't even go into Walmart because I can buy it online. We don't want to stand in line. We forget about that. We forget about how ADD we are. Okay? We don't want to stand in a long line. We don't want to wait for our food. We want to eat our food right, now. We don't want to wait to fart also. Very good, yeah. Okay, we just want to fart where we fart, right? Okay, we don't want to have to wait. I don't want to wait for a phone call or a letter. I want an email or a text. And so we also have this movement that everybody's forgetting about, that there's an anti-line. People don't want to be in line. You guys have seen what they've done now with Disneyland and Disney World. In addition to fast passes, there's now this whole sort of mechanism you could do with an online app. You could pay to get multiple fast passes and time when you get to go on rides. Now, mind you, standing in line for 4 hours for a 5-minute ride is ridiculous, right? But now, if you want to compete when it comes to commerce, no lines, no wait. The next thing we're going to see a huge movement on is same-day shipping. If I want a product, and it's the same price as Walmart, but I'm going to get that product a day earlier, I'm going to go to that other place. So you're going to see that push. And it's nice to see the customer being king. All right, guys, don't go away. The surgeon is getting busted for talking on his cell phone in the middle of surgery. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who is working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in and not basically shutting the show off. I do really appreciate it. I know a lot of hosts don't, you know, take the time to admit that they know people shut off their show. Or maybe it's because I'm the only one that happens to, but I really, really do appreciate you guys, you know, not turning me off. Big thanks again to all of you. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so whenever a doctor does stupid, it makes the news. So here we have a suburban New York City woman suing her doctor because she claims he used his cell phone to take a language test while operating on her. The Journal News reports 70-year-old Mary Edwards of Port Chester filed a lawsuit in state Supreme Court against Dr. Eric Fishman and his employer, West Med Medical Group. The lawsuit seeks unspecified monetary damages. Fishman apparently performed surgery on Edwards to fix varicose veins twice in 2017. According to the lawsuit, Edwards claims Fishman had a conversation in Spanish on his cell phone during the second outpatient procedure. Edwards' attorney says the client was terrified for the rest of the operation. Edwards claims Fishman later explained he was taking a Spanish proficiency test during surgery. A WestMed spokeswoman said the company doesn't comment on pending litigation. Okay, now, as a physician, fellow physician, I don't always like to take the side of a physician. And I also don't like to call a physician an idiot, okay? I don't think that's my place to. But what the hell? What? You're taking a test? Why would you be taking a test while performing? I mean, I get that we multitask. I get that, and I think that's pretty damn impressive that we could do that, but not while you're doing patient care. I mean, even when I'm in the middle of a pap smear, I'm going to complete the pap smear before I give a nurse orders on another patient, or sometimes I'm in with a patient and there's an emergency in the next room, and I'm in the middle of a procedure, and the nurse is like, look, this is going on, what do you want me to do? And I'll say, call 911, do this, run an EKG, and then let me see the EKG. So while I'm still working on my patient doing an outpatient procedure, you know, an office procedure, the other nurse is getting EKG, I get to, the EKG's stable, good. Okay, so I could finish? Yes, you could finish. And then I finish. And I thank the patient for, you know, being so cooperative during that little mini emergency. I mean, I think it maybe happened only twice in my whole career. No privacy was compromised because nobody knew who the patient was, you know, and there was a little emergency and, you know, things happen. But to actually be taking a test, you know, or doing an online or a poll, you know how you got these robocalls for politics? Well, what do you think of Donald Trump? What do you think of Hillary Clinton? I'm not going to, last thing I want to do is start thinking about Hillary Clinton when I'm trying to do my surgery. So I'm not sure what the heck is going on with that, and I apologize. I also don't know how his hands were free. I'm really not sure. Now, there has been many concerns about doctors listening to music. I don't know what movie that was where doctors were just jamming to music. And Scrubs did it also, where Turk and his attending would come up with some good music to operate to. But there was another movie where, I guess, I forget what it was, where there was music going on in the background and people were dancing. And I get asked that, you know, what are doctors doing? What is going on when I'm asleep? What is really, really happening when I'm asleep in surgery? Okay? Well, there's beeps. Okay? It'll be like a beep. Okay, so that happens, okay? Now, you notice how annoying that was? Beep. Okay, that's annoying, okay? We don't want to hear beep, 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 beep. All right, and then sometimes you'll hear blood pressure, cuffs. You'll hear like a blood pressure cuff, beep, beep. Sometimes you'll hear a heart rate, beep, 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 beep. And that's very anxiety-producing, okay? We don't want to be distracted by the beeps. We don't want to be distracted by that. When a doctor hears a beep or hears a heart rate monitor, we zone in on that always. We are trained that whenever there is a monitor going on and some sort of delivery of that data, we look. It happens all the time. There could be a naked woman or a Michael Fassbender standing in just naked there in a unit. I will first look at the heart monitor. It's just how we're trained. I don't know what it is. I ask any doctor in the world, if there was a naked person or a heart monitor when they walked into a room, what would they look at first? Even if they think that naked person is drop dead gorgeous, they will always look at the heart monitor. It just happens, all right? So we get very distracted, not by nudity, not by good-looking people, but by heart monitors and beeps and pulse oximetry. notifications. That tells us how much oxygen is being delivered or how much oxygen is perfusing your tissues. So many physicians or surgeons will not want to hear that. That's what the anesthesiologist is for. The anesthesiologist, his job is to be monitoring that so the surgeon could concentrate on the surgery. And for many, they work really well with background music. You know, somebody asked if the background music keeps a surgeon awake. A lot of surgeons don't play heavy rock, metal, right? They won't. They'll play more classical. I love classical music to listen to, but I don't like classical music in an OR setting for me because I would fall asleep. I get really relaxed. When I hear classical music, I start to fall asleep. You know? La, 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 right? Da, la, 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 la. I would just start falling asleep. Okay? And you can't sing to it. I want a song that you could sing to, right? Havana, na, na, na. He took me back to East Atlanta, na, na, na. Okay, I would want something like that. And then somebody could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, how do you operate well? How do you use surgical precision if you're singing and trying to do the runs and hit the chorus right? I can do it. Hey, I've been washing my hair and shaving my legs for decades while being able to sing a song. I could operate. Easy. Piece of cake. So I wouldn't be fearful of music being in the background when we surgeons or doctors have to operate or do any sort of procedure. It's usually not distracting. Now, for me, though, I'm not a surgeon. I wanted to be a surgeon, but I decided to choose family medicine because I want to have babies and I really want to get married. And I thought my husband wouldn't marry me if I went for surgery. And, you know, finding anybody who would want to marry me was such a gift that I forewent any of my dreams to become a surgeon to, you know, land a husband. But if I was to become a surgeon, I would actually want to hear the beeps. And the reason why is I remember there was a case where the anesthesiologist wasn't paying attention. And the doctor's like, something's going on here. Well, is this blood pressure? And the surgeon is the one that saw that the blood pressure was dropping. And then we looked as to why, and we found out that the patient was bleeding out. All right, so I don't know whose fault that would be. Would it have been the surgeon or the anesthesiologist? Or was it just that the guy was shot? I mean, he was going to bleed anyway. And I learned then and there, I'm like, you know what? I have to, if I'm the surgeon, I got to just keep an eye on everything. You know, just be aware of everything. If there's a robot in the room, if there's a circulating nurse who, you know, might have accidentally dropped, they won't do that. The nurses are right on. But, you know, you're still kind of, you know, heading that ship. So, for me, I would want to pay attention. Do we talk about you? No, we don't talk about you. I mean, we may have to make the other surgeon aware of your case. Well, you know, this is Dr. Dahlia, you know, she's had multiple gynecological infections and we're now trying to deal with, you know, scar tissue that's beyond anyone's comprehension. I'm just joking. Okay. So anyway, so they may do that. Like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, yeah, no wonder. They, you know, basically, it's like, well, this is, you know, a 25-year-old female who's a radio host, you know, who's a real blonde who weighs 115 pounds. Yeah. Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah, or they talk about other things. You know, I mean, when you're busy working, you know, you could work, and I mean, yeah, we concentrate on what we have at hand, but if there's going to be a conversation about something else, it may happen. Do we ever talk about you? Do we ever make fun of you? No. No. And if somebody does, and they're an idiot, and they don't deserve your business. All right. Don't worry, people. We take care of you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, the ancient old debate of if you could turn somebody gay or make them gay or were they born gay still flourishes today, and many of us in the medical profession believe there's a genetic basis for it, and I guess one of the largest studies we've seen thus far actually has revealed that they found genes linked to homosexuality. For the first time, researchers looked at a complete genome, a person's entire DNA code, for more than 1,000 gay men and compared it to genetic data from a similar number of heterosexual males. They discovered that DNA was different for gay and straight men around the genes SLITRK5 and SLITRK6. Now, the hypothalamus, they say, is crucial for producing the hormones which control sex drive, and previous studies have shown parts of it are up to 34% larger in gay men. The researchers from North Shore University's Health Systems Research Institute in Illinois also discovered differences in the TSHR gene. That is linked to thyroid, another area which has been previously associated with sexual orientation. They say because sexuality is an essential part of human life for individuals and society, it is important to understand the development and expression of human sexual orientation. That's according to lead author, Dr. Alan Sanders. They say the goal of the study was to search for genetic underpinnings of male sexual orientation, and it's ultimately increase our knowledge of biological mechanisms underlying sexual orientation. What we have accomplished is a first step for genome-wide study on the trait, and we hope that subsequent larger studies will further illuminate its genetic contributions. Now, participants in the study were rated for sexual orientation based on what they would self-report. Okay, identity, sexual feelings, and then the men were asked to provide DNA by blood or saliva samples. They took those samples and they genotyped them and analyzed them. Now, previous studies have pointed to a genetic predisposition. This is the first time researchers have studied an entire genome of individuals, so it's much more comprehensive. And there's still more work that's needed before we start calling these things gay genes. You know, a lot of these articles are going to say, you know, researchers found, quote, gay genes. But it's the predisposition. You know, people ask, well, what happens in jail? You have heterosexual men going to jail, and they end up having homosexual encounters. A straight man may have a homosexual encounter. A straight woman may have a homosexual encounter. A homosexual may have a heterosexual encounter. So, a sexual encounter is not supposed to define a person's sexual orientation. It used to. What we used to say is if you ever had sex with somebody of the same sex, it didn't matter who you married, it didn't matter you were gay. And this label was, it just didn't make sense. You have some people that are very, very attracted to or they fall for one particular person. You know, nobody really studies this and nobody really asks, but there'll be a person who, let's say, has been straight their whole lives, and then they meet somebody and of their sex, and they fall in love with them, and they end up sharing their lives together. And so people will ask that person, you know, when did you realize you were gay? And they don't really want to answer it is they were like, well, I guess maybe I always was, and I didn't realize it until I met her or I met him. And then, you know, when I hear that, I stop and I think and I go, well, wait a second. Why does somebody always have to be gay in order to then fall for somebody 20 years later and want to be with them? Now, maybe that's a whole different group of individuals. When you look at the LGBTQ, when you look at the varying degrees of sexuality and where people fall on the spectrum, maybe there is just a separate group as opposed to everybody falling into that, where you fall for a guy, then you fall for a girl, then you fall for a guy, and you're falling for the person, and you want to be close to that person, and then when that person satisfies you sexually, you then continue to have sex with that person. Does that mean you are now committing yourself to that gender only? No. Now, some people say, okay, well, then that qualifies as bi. Because they could be attracted to a man, they could be attracted to a woman. They could be attracted to a woman and a man. You know, then that, okay, well, then fine. Then categorize it like that. But I just think it may be a lot more simplistic. I think, you know, if we, you know, it could be more fundamental where you end up wanting to be with somebody. And, I mean, if I was a guy, I would want to be with Michael Fassbender. I mean, I just please look at him. So anyway, so back in 1993, they found genetic variations in the region of the X chromosome in men, and they found that linked to whether they were heterosexual or homosexual. In 1995, they found a region on chromosome 8 that was identified. And they said both findings were then reconfirmed in a study in 2014 when they looked at gay brothers and straight brothers. But they didn't really hone in on specific genes, according to NewScientist.com. So finding individual genes, when they looked at genes comparing 1,000 gay men to 1,200 straight men, was able to allow them to actually, find where, if there are genes involved with deciding what you have a propensity towards. One of the genes sits on chromosome 13. They say it's active in a part of the brain called the diencephalon. And this brain region also contains the hypothalamus, which we talked about. Hypothalamus, they found, differs in size between gay and straight men. This was discovered by Simon LeVay. And then we talked about the gene. And so another gene is found on chromosome 14. That is mainly active in the thyroid and also in the brain. That's called the TSHR. That makes a receptor protein that recognizes and binds to a hormone that stimulates the thyroid. So it's a hormone that's involved in thyroid function that may also be involved with sexual orientation. They say TSHR function is disrupted when you have Graves' disease, causing the thyroid gland to become overactive, you get metabolism, you have weight loss. And they notice that Graves' disease is more common in gay than straight men. Also, some research suggests that gay men tend to be thinner. And that may be because their thyroid is a little bit more overactive. Now, are all men who have the, quote, variants of these genes gay? No. Just because you have a variant doesn't necessarily mean you are, going to act on that or, find somebody that you want to be with. Yeah, again, looking at relationships, okay? I'm very attracted to men. I'm heterosexual. But do I want to be with every man that I see? No. The average man I see, I don't want to have a sexual relationship with. So you see how that works? Same thing with somebody who's gay. People think, well, gosh, if he's gay, he wants to sleep with every man. No, he doesn't. Just like I don't want to sleep with every man. Just like a woman. Just because a woman's a lesbian doesn't mean she looks at every woman as a sexual object. No, she's only going to be attracted to who she's attracted to. So just because somebody has a propensity, there is going to be environment with this. So now, what about the debate? Does this idea that genes are found and genes are isolated, does that almost, and can give you a propensity, does that favor the theory that environment could tip you over one way or the other? The problem with that is, to isolate a child and to try to manipulate such that they will never be swayed or never be, it's cruel. It's impractical. It's not realistic. And so maybe there may be some environmental play, but the environmental play has to do with all of our sexual attraction to anybody. That right person has to be right in front of us at the right time. Okay? And be Michael Fassbender. 1-877-DOCTOR. We'll be right back.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, when you guys sleep, do you sit there and thrash around and smack your husband or wife in the face and kick the dog off the bed and, I don't know, fart and the cat has to fall off? Well, anyway, apparently they say thrashing about in your sleep may be an early warning sign of Parkinson's and dementia. They say moving around in bed and seeming to, quote, act out your dreams is a characteristic of a condition called rapid eye movement sleep behavior disorder, called RBD. And people who suffer from this were shown to have inflammation in the area of the brain where the chemical dopamine is produced. That's involved in sending messages. And Parkinson's and dementia patients have lower dopamine because the nerve cells in the substantia nigra that's supposed to be making it aren't. So this RBD affects about 5% of people. It includes talking, laughing, shouting, and swearing while sleeping. Well, that's me. I talk in my sleep. I shout, I laugh, and I cuss. All right, well, it adds to research published 2 years ago, which discovered that half of people with RBD will develop Parkinson's disease or another neurological disorder within a decade of being diagnosed. An estimated 7 to 10 million people worldwide have Parkinson's now, basically a million Americans. And 5.4 million people in the U.S. have dementia. They're expecting that to rise. So what does this study do? Well, what it does is maybe we could identify you years in advance, hence me. Study author Dr. Morten Gersel Stockholm from Aarhus University Hospital in Denmark said these patients have an inflammation of the brain in the area where the dopamine-producing nerve cells are found. With this study, we have gained new knowledge about the disease processes in the brain in the early initial stages of disease development. The idea is for this knowledge to be used to determine which patients with a sleep disorder will later develop Parkinson's. And if we could find that, then we can hopefully slow down the progression of Parkinson's. Now, the University of Minnesota previously reviewed 500 studies between 1986 and 2014 looking at this RBD and Parkinson's. And again, just to, you know, we're talking about REM behavior disorder in your sleep. And they found 81 to 90% of patients with this developed a degenerative brain disorder during their lifetimes. And they think it's because of it's the breakdown of proteins in the brain cells. Different from sleepwalking. Sleepwalkers are confused when they wake up. So it doesn't necessarily mean if you sleepwalk, this will happen. And not everybody who develops Parkinson's will have this RBD. They say, nevertheless, the findings could help doctors find a way to catch Parkinson's early, which would be nice. I'm just so mean in my sleep. I really am. So dreaming is supposed to be a mental activity. A lot of us dream, okay? I have very vivid dreams sometimes, and then some dreams that just don't make any sense. And the dreams occur in the mind, and sometimes you'll wake up exhausted. You will be absolutely exhausted when you wake up, depending on how much mental activity you used for that dream. But sometimes you actually act it out. And you'll move your limbs. If you have to walk, it'll look like you're walking. You'll hit. You'll scream. You'll shout, punch. Sometimes you'll even jump up out of bed. And this could be an issue for you. It could be a danger to your partner. You don't want to hit your partner. And so they move around during the rapid eye movement period of sleep. That's when dreaming occurs. And usually your muscles are kind of paralyzed by the brainstem. You know, your body wants you to shut down. You're in shutdown mode when you sleep. So you're really not supposed to move. And so they think what could happen is you have a malfunction in your brainstem, which allows them to move during REM sleep when you're not supposed to. It's not curable. I mean, yeah, you can maybe use a sleep aid, according to the National Sleep Foundation. Maybe you could use clonazepam. So it does make sense. I agree that has to be, you know, investigated if that's the case. Now, there's a woman who looked at the solar eclipse with defective glasses. Remember they were selling these glasses, you know, from China and all sorts of places over the internet, and they're like, be careful what you buy? So I guess we have some documentation of what it looks like when you look at the solar eclipse. Apparently she had a crescent burned into her eye. Remember when the total solar eclipse in August came? And they say, do not stare at the sun without protective glasses. Well, some places, like I remember Fox 5 in my area, News 3 and stuff, they talked about what are good glasses to get. Some people didn't know. And so, according to a case study from Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai, Dr. Diabatka and his colleagues looked at a 20-year-old woman who viewed the eclipse in what were crappy glasses. 4 hours after staring at the sun for about 6 seconds without glasses, then approximately Oh, so this 4 hours after she only had a little 6 second stent without the glasses and then 15 to 20 seconds with the glasses, she started to experience color and vision distortions, blurry vision, particularly in her left eye. She could also see a central black spot within her left eye. So she arrived at the New York Eye and Ear Infirmary at Mount Sinai seeking treatment. And doctors use adaptive optics to see detailed images of the cells that make up the photoreceptor layer of the retina. It's the part of the eye that converts light into electrical energy that the brain could then interpret. And the technology allowed them to analyze her sun-related damage called solar retinopathy. And it was in pretty extreme granular detail. And they found that the eclipse had burned a crescent into her eye. Actually, a crescent shape. And it's almost identical to what she was looking at in terms of, you know, remember with the solar eclipse, the sun was eclipsed. It was really, really cool. Anyway, so they were able to classify it. They were able to see what it did. It kind of looks like a Pac-Man. 6 weeks after the eclipse, her symptoms persisted. She's one of 22 people who visited the university complaining of eclipse-related damage. Of those, only 3 had structural eye problems, and only the woman described in the article had the solar retinopathy severe enough to be included in the paper. Now, I'm not sure what her prognosis is. If it's burned into the retina, this could be permanent. But do not underestimate, right, the danger of looking at an eclipse. You know, we made a lot of jokes. A lot of people looked and, you know, took a peek, and they, not good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Flu season in the United States is gaining speed. It had a slow start in October, but now we are seeing it start to accelerate in the South. They say flu activity has been increasing since the start of November, is now higher than usual for this time of year, according to the CDC. Flu is contagious. It's a virus. Will come on quick, the symptoms. Anywhere from mild to severe could cause death. 5 children have died. We've had 566 flu-related hospitalizations that have occurred thus far. We have a 20-year-old woman who died of double pneumonia from her flu. It is increasing, they said. We are seeing a steep increase in influenza activity across the U.S., but especially in the South, according to Brendan Flannery, co-author of a new report, an epidemiologist in CDC's flu division, according to CNN. Georgia, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Oklahoma have reported widespread activity during the week ending in November 25th. All right. How many people have gotten the flu shot? Only 39%. And they are recommending, even though they're only expected it to be about 10% effective this year, they are recommending that everybody 6 months or older get their flu shot. Yet, 39% have gotten the flu vaccine. People don't like to get the flu shot. They don't like getting a shot. They're lazy. Maybe they're afraid of it. And they shouldn't be. So, to avoid the flu, you got to stay away from people who are sick. They'll be sneezing, they'll be coughing, they may have a sore throat, they may have a fever, chills, muscle, body aches, and many of them have used up their sick time, so they may be coming to work. All right, make sure you eat well, get good sleep, stay healthy, people, and get your flu shot. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.